Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, we bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, and good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen, and welcome back. Amen to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Excuse me. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom on this another day that he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we welcome each and every one of you. Thank you for being here on today. Amen. Amen. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. So please visit our archives at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. And please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning . Jesus is still on the way to the cross. He entered into Jerusalem a couple days ago, some 2,000 years ago, on the back of a donkey that had never been ridden before. And he entered into Jerusalem during the Passover. The Passover always drew a crowd. And so this is divine will for Jesus to go in this way. We saw that as Jesus, before Jesus entered Jerusalem and even after, he was still about his Father's business. He was still working. He was working while it was day, because night cometh and no man worketh. So we've already examined what he did on, we consider this to be Passion Week, Holy Week. And we saw where on Holy Monday, how Jesus cursed the fig tree, and we saw the significance for that. We also saw where he threw the money exchangers out of the temple, okay, and flipped over the tables, and we saw that the radical side of Jesus. We saw that radical side. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen. So we're moving forward. Jesus is still on his way to the cross. He's on his way to the cross. We want to look at something else that happened that was very significant on his journey. Today, I want to draw your attention to the book of St. John, chapter number 12. Number one reads like this. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, keeper of the money bag he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. Meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well of him. Many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and believing in him. Amen. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We want to teach this morning from a subject, the greatest mistake in history. The greatest mistake in history. We began this morning with that backdrop of Brother Judas. Well, we can't even say Brother Judas because we're going to find out today that Brother Judas was never a brother. Because Brother Judas was never saved, even though Brother Judas walked with Jesus. Everybody not saved because they come to church. Everybody not saved because they stand behind the podium in a beautiful edifice, preaching and teaching the word of God. Everybody ain't saved. I'm just sorry to tell y'all. Everybody ain't saved that's singing on the choir. Everybody not saved that's ushering at the door. Everybody not saved, because they say they saved. Anybody can say they are Christian. There's only one way you can be a Christian, and ye must be born again. Judas Iscariot, one of Jesus' disciples, one of the 12. He was in the inner circle. See, we have our inner circle and we have our outer circle. We have our inner circle, those who are close to us, our bosom. Sometimes it's family, sometimes it's not, okay? Sometimes it's friends, co-workers, whatever, okay? We have those that are close to us, and then we have others that we still consider them to be our friends and our associates, but they're not in the inner circle, they, you know what I mean? Because, you know, when you're in the inner circle, you got all the info, you know what I mean? You're in the in crowd. That's where Judas was. God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Beloved, it is easy to overlook the fact that Jesus actually chose Judas to be his disciple. We may also forget that while Judas betrayed Jesus, all of the disciples abandoned him. So all of us got a little stuff going on. Glory be to God. All of us got a little something going on. And some people might say, Pastor, you a cursing preacher. You can call it what you want. Peter was a cursing disciple too. I just like to keep it real. Now, I'm not going to say the word, amen, glory be to God. It begins with an S. It's a four-letter word and it ends with a T. All of us got a little something going on. Right? Because here, amen, Judas betrayed him, but all the disciples abandoned him. As we come up to Friday, how many disciples did I have? I think you had 12. Well, how many we got right here, right now? Where was everybody at? See, so sometimes it's so easy for us to point the finger. He said, how can you take the beam out of somebody else's eye and you got a mote in your own eye? The blind leading the blind. That we was all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We naughty by nature, baby. Glory be to God. Other disciples, Judas had a persistent misunderstanding of Jesus' mission because they all expected him to make the right political moves. They thought this was a political movement. They thought that Jesus was going to sit on the throne, the physical throne. He was going to take that Pharaoh down. Jesus was coming in. He was taking over. See, this is what they was thinking, but they had a misunderstanding. See, but when Jesus kept talking about dying, why are you talking so much about dying, Lord? You know, sometimes you be around people and all they seem like, oh, they just talking about is dying. He said, wait a minute. Why are you always talking about dying? Can't we talk about living a little bit? Because Jesus knew, look, Jesus knew his time was short. Glory be to God, and he knew that to live, that we all had to die. But with Jesus talking about dying so much, beloved, we're sure that the disciples must have felt varying degrees of anger, some of them fear and disappointment, because his mission was not meeting their expectations. You see, sometimes we have expectations for God. See, but we need to get this thing straight and know that God has expectations for us. They did not understand why they had been chosen if Jesus' mission was doomed to fail. You could have kept me over here as a fisherman because I was doing pretty good. The disciples said we was professional. Everybody was down at the fish market on the weekends. I mean, we could have stayed where we was. If you pulled us away from our profession for you to die, we thought we was walking leaving for a worthy cause. See, they didn't understand. Now, beloved, when we look at Judas, the exact motivation behind Judas' betrayal is unclear, but I'm going to tell you what I think it was. And this is why I shared the scripture with you this morning. When Mary poured that expensive oil on Jesus' feet, now this is the sister of Lazarus. The Bible tells us that oil was worth a whole year's wages. Judas, the one who spoke up, got offended because Judas was carrying a money bag. And Judas knew that that 1 year wages would have looked much better in the bag that he was stealing from, as opposed to being wasted on Jesus' feet. And when Jesus spoke up for Mary and said, leave her alone, because y'all not going to have me among you always, but the poor you're going to always, you claim you want the money for the poor. The poor you're going to always have with you. And that's still true today. He said, but you're not going to always have me. So she wants to honor me, cherish me, let her do that. Judas got offended. And I believe it was at that moment that Satan entered him. Because you got to be very careful when you are offended. That's why the Bible tells us, glory be to God, to forgive. That's why the Bible tells us, amen, glory be to God. I believe it was at that moment when Jesus stood up for Mary, talking to Judas about the money, that the devil came in. So that's my opinion, okay, theologically, amen, and everybody else. The Bible is not really, really clear on at what point, amen, Satan came in. Satan literally came in. Satan possessed him. See, the same way you can be possessed with the Holy Spirit, but you can be possessed. See, you can be possessed either two ways for those of us, and you want to be possessed. Because, see, the same way Satan possessed Judas and Satan possesses people, demon possession, you can be possessed with the Holy Ghost. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, my God. That's another subject for another time. So it's not really clear, okay, when Satan came in, Judas, but he came in. But what is clear is that Judas allowed his desires to place him in a position where Satan could manipulate him. Devil walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Satan checking you out, sniffing you over, wondering if he can use you today. Judas accepted payment to set Jesus up for the religious leaders. He identified Jesus for the guards. Because, see, the garden of Gethsemane, it didn't have a whole bunch of light. All right? So they didn't want to get confused. So Judas said, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to signal him out. The one that I, kiss, you're going to know that sin. Y'all better be careful who kissing you. You better be careful. Back in the day when I was coming up, they were kissing the mouth. We talking about brothers and sisters in the church. We wouldn't be kissing on the cheek. They was kissing in the mouth. I don't know if y'all remember that, but y'all got to remember I've been around for a while. You better be careful kissing you. Give me a hug, sister. Ooh. You better pray first. So Judas sold him out. It is possible that he was trying to force Jesus' hand. See, because really, we all know through the scriptures that Judas and all the other disciples, see, they wanted Jesus to rebel against Rome because they wanted a new government. They wanted a new leader. Y'all know how we feeling right now? Think, my God, who gonna be president now? We don't want this person. We don't want that person. My God, is there anybody? They wanted Jesus to be the man. Whatever his plan, though, at some point, Judas realized he didn't like the way things were turning out. He tried to undo the evil that he had done by returning the money to the priests, but it was too late. Somebody say too late. Oh, you got to be careful what you do, beloved. You can't always run back. Amen. You can't always run back. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to do this, and then I'm just going to repent. Now, I'm going to do this because, you know, God said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. I'm going to do this, but I'm going to repent. And you know what? Some people have gone so far. I've heard some people to repent before they do it. God, I want you to forgive me. Now I'm going over here and do this. They're going to repent before they do it. See, that you playing now. You playing. And you in a bad situation. Manipulated by Satan. Glory be to God. So, amen. So his conscience must have bothered him a little bit after he sold Jesus out. See, but it was too late. Somebody said, don't wait too late. The wheels of God's sovereign plan have been set into motion. How sad that Judas ended his life in despair. He committed suicide. Isn't that something? Apparently without ever experiencing the gift of reconciliation that God could give even to him through Jesus Christ. Now, God knew what Judas was going to do, but guess what? Judas still didn't have to do it. It's just that God already knew. God didn't make Judas do it, but God knew from the beginning that Judas was the one because God knew what we're going to do before we do it. God also knew that Judas wasn't going to repent, but Judas couldn't repent, but God knew that he wouldn't. Because after Judas sold Jesus out, he could have repented, like Peter. When Peter denied Jesus, Jesus said, I'm telling you right now, before the crow crock, coo-coo-coo-coo-doo, he said, you're going to deny me three times. Because Jesus already knew what you're going to do before you do it. See? But he also knew that Peter was going to repent. And Peter did. Well, Judas could have did the same thing. Now, beloved, I know some of you try to put people in heaven that commit suicide. Suicide is self-murder. So now, if you're going to commit self-murder, how are you going to repent after you're dead? You don't go to purgatory and repent. Come on, y'all. Somebody, we need to be taught. We try to make the scriptures say something that the scriptures don't say. Glory be to God. Murder is a sin. If you commit self-murder, you committed a sin. So Judas was lost. Historically, beloved, feelings toward Judas have always been mixed. Some people hate Judas for his betrayal of Jesus. Others pity Judas for not realizing what he was doing. A few have tried to make him a hero for his part in ending Jesus' earthly mission. Some have questioned God's fairness in allowing one man to bear such guilt. While there are many feelings about Judas, there are some facts to consider as well, beloved. By his own choice, Judas betrayed God into the hands of the soldiers. Now, that was his own choice. Satan had a part in this betrayal, but that does not remove any other responsibility from Judas. The devil didn't make you do nothing. God don't take that excuse. Well, Lord, I didn't do your will because the devil made me. No. Who was that, Richard Pryor or somebody? No. That way made you do nothing. See, especially you New Testament believers. Greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. Don't even try it. All right, look at Luke chapter 22, verse number 48. Okay, write that scripture down. Luke 22:48 says this. But Jesus asked him, this is Jesus talking to Judas, You are betraying the Son of Man with a kiss. Glory be to God. Judas knew what he was doing. See, he might have, you know, whatever he, however he got there, we don't know, but he knew what he was doing when he did it. Jesus knew that Judas' life of evil would not change. See, God already knew. See, God already knew the ones that's going. This is why the rapture didn't take place yet. Because God knows who's going to be saved and who's not going to be saved. Well, we're not part of the elect. It's not fair. Amen. Only certain number of people going to heaven. Only certain number of people going to, you know, be saved after the rapture. That ain't fair, you know, because God says, you know, many be called, few be chosen, and the elect. And God didn't make me the elect. Nah, cut the crap. Cut the crap. God already know what you're going to do before you do it. God already knows the ones that's going to be saved and not be saved. Jesus could come in through their living room, have a seat with them, they still wouldn't believe. St. John, chapter number 6, verse number 70. This is what, write that down. Okay? This is what this reads here. It says, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus said, Have I not chosen you, the 12, yet one of you is a devil. One of you is a devil. Jesus already knew. Jesus knew who his enemy was, but he still kept his enemy close. Woo! Most of us trying to create space between us and our enemies. Don't call me. Don't stop by. Don't send me no text. Don't even look in my face. But Jesus kept his enemies close. Jesus knew he was a devil. Jesus didn't find out in the Garden of Gethsemane that Judas was a devil. He knew Jesus was a devil, amen, before when he chose him and invited him to be one of the 12. Judas' betrayal of Jesus was part of God's sovereign plan. And I have many scriptures, amen, that I can share for you with you, and you can look them up yourself. Amen. Psalms 41 and 9, Zechariah 11 and 12, Matthew chapter 20, verse 18, Acts chapter 1, verse 16. Glory be to God. It was part of God's sovereign plan. Beloved, we have to remember that God is the Alpha and the Omega. See, he's the beginning and the end. God started at the end, glory be to God, and worked himself backwards, glory be to God. The Bible says, amen, that we live our life as a tale that is already told. God knows what your future looks like. He knew the day you was born before your mama was born. He knew the day that you will be born. He knew the day you're going to die, too. And he know how you're going to die. He know if you're going to heaven or hell. Jesus know if you love him or not. You might not love him now. Maybe you'll love him later. God knows the whole story. The whole story. Well, if God know the whole story, what he waiting for? Why don't he just wrap things up? Because he's still giving you a chance. Because he already know what you're going to do. He know if he just give you one more day. Why? Because love hopeth all things. He said, hoping you're going to do better, hoping you're going to turn, hoping you're going to rend your heart and not your garments. Come on, somebody. God is bragging on you, hoping for you, cheering for you. That's why he didn't wrap it up yet. Come on, just for you. Hallelujah. Donnie McClurkin said, just for me. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah, just for you. Come on, come on, come on. In betraying Jesus, Judas made the greatest mistake in history for 30 pieces of silver. Beloved, I'm closing this morning. Let me write the scripture down, you Bible students. Exodus chapter number 21, verse number 32. This is what it says. If the ox, okay, it's called the bull, the ox, the bull, okay. If the bull gores a male or female slave, the owner must pay 30 shekels of silver to the master of the slave, and the bull is to be stoned to death. 30 shekels of silver to the master of the slave. That's all Judas got, 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave, chump change. I mean, they didn't think slaves was worth much. They really would have given it away free, but I mean, it's not like he made $30 million. Even if he made $30 million, what good is it? Amen. You're committing suicide anyway. What does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? It was the greatest mistake in history. But the fact that Jesus knew that Judas would betray him doesn't mean that Judas was a puppet of God's will. Judas made the choice. God didn't make the choice for Judas. Satan didn't even make the choice for Judas. Judas made the choice for Judas. And the choices that you make, my brothers and sisters, you made that choice. You made that choice to obey or not obey God. No, the devil didn't make you do it. Your neighbor didn't make you do it. Your mama didn't make you do it. Your husband didn't make you do it. Your wife didn't make you do it. You did it because you wanted to do it. Jesus said, amen, Satan cometh, but he findeth nothing in me. See? Because it's not in you. When we yield to the temptation, that's because it's already in you. You yield to that sexual temptation because lust was already in you. Lying was already in you. Cheating was already in you. This kind of stuff was already in you. Satan just had a way of pulling it out. But you still didn't have to do it. Glory be to God. God knew what that choice would be, and he confirmed it. Judas did not lose his relationship with Jesus. And I'm finished here. Judas did not lose his relationship with Jesus. But as I stated in the beginning of our lesson today, beloved, he never truly found Jesus in the first place. Boy, ain't never been saved. I keep telling you, I keep teaching it and preaching. You know why? Because there ain't going to be no blood on my hands. Oh, I know everybody that say they're a Christian ain't a Christian. Ain't going to be no blood on Pastor Bradford's hands. And I'm teaching and preaching the gospel, and you bust hell wide open because you wanted to bust hell wide open. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, Judas was called the one doomed to destruction, the son of perdition. Why? Because he was never saved. He was never saved. All right, this is my last scripture for today. Write this down. Write this down in your notebooks. Okay? St. John, chapter number 17, verse number 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Somebody say hallelujah. Beloved, Judas does us a favor if he makes us think a second time about our commitment to God and the presence of God's spirit within us, then he's doing us a favor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross. Hallelujah, where thou hast died. Hallelujah. Are we true disciples and followers? Now, this is a question you have to answer. You know if you're serving God in spirit and in truth. You know if Jesus Christ is Lord of all or Lord of part. You know it. I just ain't ready yet. Well, okay. You ain't ready, you ain't ready. I heard a lot of sermons in my life over the last 50 years, more than 50 years. Yeah, I've been let me count. I got to count my age now. No, it hasn't been more than 50 years. It's been more than 40 years, about 45 years I've been saved. I heard a lot of good sermons over the years. Two of them in particular, about three of them. One of them, I keep making reference to, amen, our evangelist man's going home to be with the Lord, and she preached, either your is or your ain't, your tis or your taint. I ain't never forgot that one years ago. Amen. Our brother, amen, who's been diagnosed with cancer, we're praying for him. Amen. And he preached a message, amen, about waiting for your Boaz. Amen. And God ain't going to give you no broke ass. God going to give you a Boaz. Woo! Amen. Hallelujah. And the bishop, the third message, the bishop, amen. He preached, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The point of his message was, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, let's go to heaven. If you want to go to hell, then go to hell. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's the truth. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So, beloved, the bottom line is this. Are we true disciples and followers of Christ? That's what makes you a Christian. All right, you got two people. Both of them get saved on the same day. Come to Jesus. Come on, let's go to Jesus. Both of you go up to the altar. You and your friend. Never forget that Sunday. You gave your life to Christ. They gave their life to Christ. Both of y'all got saved, okay? Congratulations. One of you, amen, decided, amen, that you're going to be a true disciple. You're following Christ. You're committed. The other one decided it's going to just go ahead and do like she been doing. Nothing changed. Still partying, still doing smoking, still, you know, whatever, just like she never got saved. Don't read the Bible. Don't pray. So what's the difference between the two? So you're saying both of y'all going to heaven? Now, I'm going to tell you what the difference is. One is a follower, which made that person a Christian. The other one was never a Christian. They just came up because the preacher preached a message that made them scared. They said, I don't want to go to hell. So they moved on emotion and came to Jesus, but then they never made that decision in their heart. He said, you got to believe in your heart. But if you believed in your heart, you would be a follower, at least moving in that direction. That's what makes a Christian a Christian. That's why anybody can say, I'm a Christian. That's why there's going to be a lot of people in hell, a lot of Christians in hell, because you say you're a Christian, but you never follow Jesus. You never committed to Jesus. That's the definition. That's the deciding factor. And sometimes it's hard to tell because some people act like they're following Jesus, but they ain't following Jesus. But they know all the protocol. They know how to dress, know how to walk, put that little finger up when they got to go to the bathroom. They know all that. Jesus said, let the wheat and tare grow together. He said, when daddy come home, when daddy come home. Oh, my God, I got the clothes right now. Amen, hallelujah. Beloved, let me say this as I close this morning. We can choose despair and death, or we can choose repentance, forgiveness, hope, and eternal life. Judas's betrayal sent Jesus to the cross to guarantee that second choice, our only chance. The question today is, will we accept Jesus' free gift, or like Judas, will we betray him? Will we accept the free gift, or will we betray him? Satan didn't know, Judas didn't know, that Jesus' death and resurrection was the most important part of God's plan. Ah! Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't want to get ahead of myself for our Sunday message, but if Satan hadn't known, hallelujah, he was working in the pawn. He was a pawn in God's hand. If he had known, amen, hallelujah, the victory of the cross, he wouldn't have killed him. Oh, glory be to God. He would have canceled his plan. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus had to die. Oh, glory be to God. Yea, rather, he was risen again on the third day. Hallelujah. Somebody, somebody, somebody. And we say he lives. He lives. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how, I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Hallelujah, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for the word of God on today. If you're listening and you have never, ever made Jesus Christ the Lord, your Lord and your Savior, well, guess what? That's why God kept you around, his grace and his mercies. Amen. He wanted you to hear this message today so you can respond to the invitation to make Jesus your choice. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, amen, ye shall be saved. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Invite Jesus to come and live in your heart. Amen. As your Lord and your Savior. Ask him to save you. Hallelujah. And to make you the person that he desires for you to be. That's all you got to do. Amen. And it's the beginning, not the end. It's the beginning. Amen. You're born into his kingdom. As a baby is born into this world out of her mother's womb, huh? Hallelujah, it's the beginning of a new life. And if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And reach out to us here at LifeWord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. LifeWordJesus.org. Reach out to us. Let us know. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. All right, all right, all right. We bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you. Amen, hallelujah. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the day before the crucifixion, the night before the crucifixion. Oh, my God. We're going to try not to cry. We're going to try not to cry when we talk about it. Amen. Glory be to God, because we know we're going to come back rejoicing. Come on, somebody. On Saturday and Sunday. God. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time of the day. We bind every spirit of retaliation. We nullify it. We cancel it. We destroy it. We declare it cannot, it shall not take root. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God. God, Lord, thank you for using Judas. You know that you could. He was a man you could use. Because, Father God, he wasn't going to change his mind. You didn't make him not change his mind. You already knew he wasn't going to change his mind, Father God. You knew that he was vulnerable, amen, Father God, to his evil desires. Oh, Father God, help us not to be vulnerable to ours. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Help us to cry out. Help us to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Help us to seek you while you may be found in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Meet us at the altar at 12 o'clock today. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Whew. Bible study tonight on social media. Social media, we're going to take the message to the world. We're going to take the message to the world tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Let the church say amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Everybody have an awesome day. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen, amen, and amen, amen.
Poured my life without measure into a little treasure box. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears.